Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Hello, guys. We are back and badder than ever.
Hope you guys have been bad while we've been gone.
Yeah, we miss you guys a lot, but we have so much more today. We will be giving you Jess.
Okay, so this is really, really exciting. This is like the you know how Friends does like a recap of like the season,
like best, like people's favorites, and moments that so were this is, too good not to repeat.
Exactly. So this is going to be a best of season one. So all of the funniest.
Embarrassing,
yeah.
Ridiculous moments that we wish you would forget.
Moments.
Yeah, basically everything probably.
I'm going to say we got the avocado theory in here, a little Steve Carell action. So all your favorite stuff should be in here. So it's going to be a really fun show to listen to. Hope you guys enjoy it. We'll see you soon enough for season two. So, this is the stuff that scares me. So, what do you mean, rough pregnancy?
Okay, rough pregnancy. I had carpal tunnel. I had arthritis. I had hypoglycemia.
What?
I passed out one day going to pick my niece up at school. To this day, she's 9 years old. I had Skylar three and a half years ago.
Life?
She will not let me pick her up from school because she's so terrified that I'm going to pass out again at school. I had to go to the hospital. It was like this whole big thing. Shit happens when you're pregnant. Like, your body, especially your first, like, this is your body reacting to the first time it's ever changing in your life after like puberty.
I literally cannot grasp this concept. It is so hard for me to like imagine.
It's very
weird. It literally is like an alien is taking over your body. Like
it
you've
does.
Been like an alien came from space and like impregnated you, and now you've got this like weird alien baby that you need to like do stuff with. And the whole process, like I can't get it out of my head. It like and the actual like labor. No.
I had
There's
great
nothing
labors.
Natural about that. It's something that's supposed to be so fucking natural. There's nothing natural about a baby coming out of your vagina. Like, there's just not. Or your stomach. No.
No.
There's got to be an easier way.
No. The easier way is being rich and have somebody else carrying your baby. That's the easiest way you can do it. Like, Kim Kardashian just, I think she just was like, fuck this. Like, I don't think I could go. It's an emotional roller coaster from the moment you find out until the moment that baby's put in your arms. It is a nonstop roller coaster. And sometimes it's like too much for a person to handle, especially after they've had some or in their first.
Like, were you like super emotional? Like, did you?
With Skylar, I cried a lot. But I was also like, I could not believe like I was responsible for another human being.
Yeah.
With Julian, he was my first boy. I couldn't believe it was happening. With Jaden, I had a really rough pregnancy. A really rough labor. My pregnancy was great with her. My labor was really hard. The epidural failed.
No, I didn't even know those two words went together.
Yeah, no, it was hard.
An epidural can fail.
Yeah, it just didn't work. And I felt everything. And like, it was just a hard.
What do you mean? What did it feel like?
I'm not going to scar the men on this channel. If there's any listening, I don't want to ruin.
Lower
their,
the volume.
Yeah, just turn this off. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that to them. I don't want to like scar moms because it is the greatest thing you'll ever.
Scar me.
I want you to have babies.
I'm already
Jess.
Scarred.
No.
What did it feel like, Tracy?
It's the weirdest experience because you can feel the baby coming out, but there's no pain. It's like no pain at that point. For me. I don't want to speak
but
on behalf of all women.
Can you tell me what an epidural failed means?
An epidural is this giant fucking needle they give
jam
you
it in
your
back,
spine.
Right?
And like it could either be the greatest fucking thing put on this earth or it could
can
be
you
traumatizing.
Ask for another one?
Yeah, it's like a drip.
Okay.
It's like a morphine drip. Like you're linked up. So they just add more.
Cool.
Once you get it, you're done. You're like taped up, bandaged, you're fine.
Could you feel your legs?
No, I felt nothing to
that
the point where Jaden was handed to me and I almost rolled off the bed because I couldn't hold my own body up. And the epidural worked everywhere but where it needed to. So I couldn't lift up my arms. I couldn't lift anything. Like I was holding her and I felt myself rolling. I'm like, somebody grab the baby. It was traumatizing.
How long does
I was
the
like,
effects last for? Because that kind of freaks me
like
out.
I think it's like a few hours.
Like that's why I don't do like mushrooms and drugs because I don't like not having control of my body.
I'm the last person on this world should ever do drugs because I would have the worst. I would be in a corner somewhere thinking spiders and rats were crawling all over me. I can't handle. I'm such a control freak. Everybody who knows me knows that. And it's just, it's the most not in control you will ever be in your life.
All right, I'm going to get real here because this is another one of my labor fear. Like, okay, so I hate potty talk. Like, as far
what
as
the fuck
to,
oh.
as far as my husband knows, and he will fucking tell you this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think I go to the bathroom. Like, he doesn't know. He's never seen, heard anything. Like, he just thinks that that doesn't exist, that okay. part of me. So, like,
my advice
one
to
of
you.
My fears, because mm-hmm. I've heard this, like, I have friends that are just like disgusting animals, and they're just like, oh yeah, I was shit 5 times in front of my husband while I was giving labor, and he was had my legs spread and was watching. And I'm like, I rather die. Kill me. Like, fucking bury me. Like, don't even, like, I can't handle that.
Okay, my advice to you.
Go.
Your husband stands by your shoulders and massages your shoulders and holds your shoulders and can see on the horizon what is happening, but is not in the shit.
So
okay?
he didn't see the other view of you.
No,
like,
and they asked me, do you want a mirror? No, and if you ever fucking ask me if I want a mirror again, I'm leaving this hospital and going somewhere else. Don't ever ask. My husband is to not see a thing. I am to not see a thing. I don't want to know. I never even watched the labor and delivery and health class because I was like, I'd rather be in the blind knowing of everything and just let it happen.
By the way, a mirror, I might pass out from a mirror. Like, right. seeing like a head no. come out of your body, by the way, is not normal. So like, but you know what? I have some friends that are just like, they give birth and they're just like, it doesn't faze them. Like, none of this fazes them.
I just think it's not for husbands. I think that that is something, that spot on you is something that's like for you and him. And it should not be damaged from him watching it be expanded into the size of a fucking head. Okay.
Oh
a
God.
Human head oh and then God. Bleeding and possibly shitting. Like, I don't think it is the right place for a man.
Yeah.
Men cannot handle it. He stood by my shoulders, all three Good. Babies, held my
Respect.
Hand.
Did you poop?
No, I think for the first one, the baby did. Because he told me, he's like, oh, the baby went poopy. And I was like, I'm going to ask you to refrain from telling me any information.
Oh my God,
okay?
The baby poops in you? What does that even mean?
This is all shit that goes on. Like, shit happens. Literally shit happens.
Wait, what? How do you get it out?
Everything comes out. Like, you're cleared the fuck out, okay? Just, it's all good. That's why the men should stand by your shoulder. Literally, men should have your back in this, okay?
Okay, I like that phrase.
Okay, men have your back. Your husband has your back. Your man, your boyfriend, your baby daddy. I don't care what it is. Keep him by your fucking shoulders. And if he wants to cut the cord, just have someone guide your hand. Like, I don't think he should be seeing it. That's my personal opinion. Corey did not cut the cord on any of my kids. My mom delivered Julian. She cut the cord. The whole time Corey's like, you're doing a great job, but I don't want to fucking know what happens.
So your cord is, I know
is
it's the
way
the alien
feed.
Thing. That, oh, okay. I was just going to say it's the thing that connects you to the baby. So
yeah, but that's
like,
so
loose.
Like, no, it's so, not so it doesn't, it's not going to fall out of you, Jessica. It's so that everything you eat, the baby can eat because they're not eating food.
Oh my God. My mind is so blown. I did not know this.
I feel like maybe you should take a class before you get your freaking out. Just,
we were talking earlier about do you still meet people in the wild?
Yeah, like, do you just go out and be like, oh my God, he bought me a drink, so I like to, or is it like, oh, I saw him on Tinder, so I swiped left, like, we gotta leave this bar. Like,
not really. I have a thing. Eye contact is everything. So okay. I have friends who will like walk into a bar and they will just stare down who they're interested in. And if they're available, they'll come over.
I fuck them.
Okay. So I'm a bad eye
Wait,
fucker.
What?
My friends used to say that I fuck people. And that's how they knew. Like,
I thought you were saying I fuck them.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
oh very good.
Oh my God, no.
You know who I'm talking about.
Just every guy in the bar. No, thank you.
Just so you guys know, we literally stopped the podcast to open
Fill
a
up.
Bottle of rosé. So
this is like a white girl episode as fuck.
drinking on the job.
Yeah.
If you go out on Friday night, is that how you're meeting somebody?
Well, this is the thing. So there are people who are very comfortable with the eye contact thing, but I feel nowadays that is even not working as much because guys are so scared of rejection. And I think just it's a millennial thing that unless you have something set up beforehand or you know you've gotten that validation that someone's
it's
interested in you, they're not going to approach you. So the app kind of creates this safety in between of like, okay, she's interested. I'll let her know where I'm going tonight. I have this option if I don't, you know, meet someone out or I have 5 other people that I'm talking to. So I think that's become sort
I
of
I just broke into
blanket.
A cold sweat. I'm sorry. Listening to her talk, I'm so nervous.
Are you getting flashbacks?
Yeah. PTSD.
I feel bad though. I've had to deal with the apps since I graduated college. I've been single. I'm like a professionally single girl, unfortunately. Unfortunately, because there's been some fun out of it. But
I was going to say, like, me and Tracy are just sitting here sweating because we remember the bad parts, but there were some fucking good parts.
Are you kidding? I literally can't talk on air about
it. Wait, I just saw a dazzle in Tracy's eyes.
Yeah. A glimmer of hope from my past.
Yeah, like, it ain't all bad being single. Like,
it depends what your intention is. You know, I go through waves. There's times, like, in the summer, it's like, I just want to go out and have fun. And you're not worried about how you come off if you look at someone or something like that, or if it works out or not. And even in some dates, I'm just kind of like, I just need to get out there and talk and meet people. And I've actually made friends through some of my dating. Like, I have a whole group of friends through one guy that I met on Tinder years ago. Girls and guys.
Wow.
Because he and I mean, it didn't work out with him and I, but we're friendly, but all of our friends were very similar. We all went down to the shore in the summer. We all liked going out to the same spots. So now, like, one of my best friends came through that. So it's had some funny outcomes also.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what apps are you using to date? So I know one of them. What do I call it?
You called it Hitch. H-I-T-C-H.
Goodbye.
As in the movie that Will Smith started in, like, 2000.
Call God. Send help.
It's called what?
Hinge.
Hinge. That's like the big one, right?
So it's my favorite.
Shut up, Jamie.
So with apps, it's quantity over quality. And I think Hinge limits that a little bit or brings that down, that you only get 10 likes a day. So you really have to look at the profiles and be like,
Wait, what does that mean? You get to like 10 people a day?
Only 10. So after you exceed 10,
how many are you allowed to like on the other ones?
Like Bumble, you can just swipe for the rest of your life and get carpal tunnel. Yeah. But Hinge, it's their whole carpal thing is like, we've set this up for you to find someone.
Me and Tracy already have that because we're 30. But go on.
We have the real carpal tunnel. That's why we're laughing. We're like, she's over here swiping on guys and we just have it because we're old and our bones are creaking.
Here's another thing I want to talk about, because I found this with my older friends, okay? Guys that I know that were coxmen back in the day.
What the fuck is a coxman?
Somebody who hooked up with every girl, never settled down.
Is that what they called it in the 30s? What the fuck is a coxman, Jess?
They hooked up with every girl. They never settled down. They could get any girl they want, okay? Those guys now in their 30s
are bold.
Yes.
Well, yes.
And fat.
But wait, no, not even that. Now that they're settling down, okay? They're settling down with girls that you're like, huh? Like, you could have got any girl you wanted and you chose this girl to settle down with. And this is what I'm talking about, because, again, I'm going to go back to Jules. She's fucking hilarious. She's beautiful. I look at her like, I'm like, I want to lock her down now. She is the full package, right? And she's struggling today. And why do guys, when they hit a certain age, it's like they're like, fuck, like all the good ones are taken. And now I'm just going
to
settle down with whoever.
I have to settle for whatever's left.
Well, Jules
has
a...
that's why you have to grab the hot ones early.
Well, thank you.
Because she's going to get taken.
Yes.
And then he's going to be like, why was I not paying attention?
Jules, your theory?
It's called the avocado theory.
What does that mean?
So guys who are in their prime, like in their 20s when they have full head of hair, very fit, like can easily get girls, girls are in rotation, a revolving door. They don't have to worry about settling down. Mm-hmm. When they're getting a little bit older, like say starting in their early 30s, they're starting to get that receding hairline, their metabolism isn't being as kind to them anymore.
Okay.
That revolving door is slowing down. And they're like, shit, I need to settle down.
Yeah.
And a lot of those girls who they were with, who were pining for them back in the day, are either onto someone else or just aren't around anymore. So they end up settling. So these girls, though, so for example, if a guy is kind of going with someone that they're like, huh? And this one girl's like, why wasn't that me? I don't get it. That girl's not as pretty and whatnot. It's like they were just in the moment that they realized it's time to settle down. They picked up the most recent girl who had like a nice idea on paper that they're willing to now agree to settle down with. And it had nothing to do with that other girl. Okay. And I had to accept that too.
So the avocado is a...
Oh, so let me explain why it's called the avocado. So girls are bananas and guys are avocados. Bananas ripen on the outside. So you know when a girl is ready to settle down.
Whoa, I don't even know what to say right now.
When you get an avocado, it's ripening on the inside. So it's too soon to open up an avocado.
So they all look the same. You don't know
they all look the same. And then all of a sudden an avocado is ready to be used for guacamole, a smoothie, what, salad. But then the next day it's brown. It's too late. And that is a guy. That is the avocado theory, that it ends up being too late for either guy to go back to a certain girl, or they end up settling. And
so it's not about you. It's the timing. It's all timing. About timing.
And I say this all the time. Like, and there's also, I think, more quality girls than there are guys. Like, I have been like, why, if a guy met a great girl, why wouldn't they just want to settle down? But for them, it's like, it's just not a time in their life right now that they want to. And they know that they'll meet other great girls. Whereas it's a dime a fucking, or it's a needle in a haystack.
I can
go
through like five of my good guy friends that have settled down with girls, and I'm like, you have been with way hotter girls, like smoking hot supermodel girls.
It's because they played their card too long.
Yes, they play their cards too long. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. Exactly. It's the avocado theory. It's fucking brilliant, and it's exactly what happens. It's not about jewels or all your friends that are so fucking cute, and you're just like, I can't understand it.
Yeah,
like I have friends like this. I'm like, I don't understand. You are the full package. Like, lock it in.
Yeah.
But they wait too long. They think like they can do this forever, and you can't, because all the good girls are going to get snatched up.
Yeah. And once you get it, though, it's liberating. Like, it's not me. When I've been rejected, I'm like, wait, what? Like, what is going on? I know I'm normal compared to other girls that are in relationships. And I'm like, when you look at the picture, like, okay, they just got out of a relationship, or, you know, they're in their prime. It's not me. And as much as I want to make it work, I'm not going to, you cannot force that on anyone.
Right.
Tracy, why do you not work out? What's the main issue?
Because I don't want to go to the gym.
And what's your second issue? Is it not?
It takes too much time.
Bingo. That's why you guys need Open Fit in your life. Workouts from home, 10 minutes. Can you do that?
10 minutes? I have 10 minutes.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I've been doing it. I want you to do it with me. We're going to do Open Fit together. What's great about Open Fit is they have amazing trainers. Like, I want to go to the gym, but I don't want to pay $1 million for a trainer.
Yeah.
Open Fit has some of the most amazing trainers from around the world, okay? They have the founder of Extend Bar teaching the class.
Oh, actually, Andrea Rogers, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know her?
Yeah, I've seen her.
Oh, you know Hunter McIntyre? Are we just name dropping right now?
No. Because,
okay, so they have a workout.
We've done this
called,
at your house, and it was fun.
They have a workout called 600 Seconds with celebrity trainer Devin Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
600 Seconds. What does that equal?
Seems like a lot.
No, it's...
It's very little. It's very little. 10 minutes?
Alan, how long is 600 seconds?
10 minutes.
God. 10 minute workout.
You see? I'm smarter than I thought I was.
Are we losing our shit right now? Use our code BADEXAMPLES and get in shape with us. Summer's around the corner. So use code BADEXAMPLES. You get a 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Text BADEXAMPLES to 30, 30, 30.
It's reminding
free.
Me of how old I am. 30.
30. You're going to get fat. So Open Fit, fit.
Got it. Made me feel so much better about myself. I am going to try to get my ass in shape. Use the code BADEXAMPLE so you can join both of us on this fitness journey. It's personalized just for you. So you guys can choose which one you're going to do. You could choose the program. You could choose your trainer. Again, use code BADEXAMPLE to start using Open Fit on your journey to a healthier life. She has literally forced me to start doing something other than running around after my kids.
Oh, it's so stupid when you look back. Like,
it's so embarrassing. That's why it's like, first of all, every time I go to a Sonic, I'm like, I like hide.
You
I
show your hats. Face at a Sonic.
Shut up. I don't go to that Sonic.
Oh my God.
But like, I literally.
Can you imagine
time,
you're working at Sonic and you fucking roll down the window and there's Tracy? Well, you have the best story ever about your Valentine's Day.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm 31 years old, and I still to this day do not celebrate Valentine's Day because of my ex-boyfriend.
Wait, and I literally just found this out. I know she doesn't like Valentine's Day, but I thought she was just being a hardo. Like, I don't like love and corniness.
No.
She's scarred. Tracy is scarred. Explain.
I'm completely scarred. Eighth grade. Okay, this goes all the way back to middle school. I had a boyfriend seventh and eighth grade, okay? And in eighth grade, Valentine's Day, February 13th, he broke up with me because he had to focus on basketball. Swear to God. And, okay, me and him are cool now. It's fine. But, like, if he happens to listen to this for some weird reason, or anybody in my high school happens to listen to this, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. We're cool now. I'm, like, I hold no grudges. But, like, I went through a lot of shit with this person. And from it, I still to this day do not celebrate Valentine's Day.
So
and
he
I'm married.
Literally broke up with you the day before Valentine's Day.
And I was mortified to have to go into school.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I was like, I can't go to school. He broke up with me. Everyone's going to know it. And I'm going to have to celebrate Valentine's Day by myself.
How did he break up with you back then?
He
called my house phone because we're in eighth grade and we don't have cell phones. And he called and said, I just want to talk to you. I know tomorrow's Valentine's Day, but like I really focus on basketball now. So I just maybe think like we shouldn't be together. And I was like, what? And then like my mom was like, it's okay. It's going to be fine. I'm like, I will never celebrate again. And I was right. And I never did. And to this day, Corey's been like, can I get you a card or something? And I'm like, no. He's like, this is ridiculous. This is, I want to celebrate Valentine's Day. This has been about your ex. I'm like, it's not even about him anymore. Now it's about me remembering the feeling that I felt on Valentine's Day of being broken up with. And like, you just never get over that feeling, especially as a kid. And like, when you break up with somebody, it's like your whole life is ending. Yeah. And you don't know how you're ever going to get past it. Mm-hmm. Obviously you do. But in the moment, it's like life, like Armageddon.
So that makes me think about, you know, if you're going through a breakup right now, like Tracy said, it's the worst feeling in the world.
It's terrible. It doesn't matter how anybody could be like, you're better than this or you'll get over it. There's just nothing that helps you in the moment.
There's literally nothing. But we want to tell you that it gets better.
It does.
Tracy, when your boyfriend broke up with you for basketball, wasn't it for a reason? Wasn't it so you can move on, meet somebody cooler, better?
I mean, obviously, I feel like every time you break up with somebody, it's like that's the moment that you break up with them is that moment that you have to hold on to forever to constantly remind yourself why you shouldn't go back to this person, why you broke up with them to begin with, mm-hmm. what not to do in your next relationship, just all the things that you're like, I'll never do this again. I'll never do that again. And like you break yourself down to try to like move on. But like it also helps. It's like mental therapy to yourself.
Yes. Your ex should be a learning experience. You shouldn't have an ex that, well, yeah, sure. Curse him out, you know, say I hate him.
I think you should for sure cry.
You can be, yeah, you can cry it out. Yeah, for sure.
You have a few days to cry it out and then you go buy some lipstick and a great mascara and remember who the fuck you are.
It's okay to mourn. It's okay. It is a loss, you know.
I feel like it's a graduation. Like it should come with a tassel. And because you put 4 years of your life into that, it's like college. Going to college, you learn from it. And now you moved on and you've graduated into bigger and better things and you take that diploma and you all the shit you learned and you move on your merry way.
Well, that's important when you're dealing with an ex. You need to take something away from it. You can't mm-hmm. just, you know, say, like, okay, I have guys I dated. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. But
yeah, don't even get me started.
But I take those embarrassments and I learn from them.
I take those embarrassments.
You have to grow from one relationship to the next. I mean, that's why we date. Isn't that what dating is about?
Yeah, that's how you learn.
You got to build up those exes because the exes are going to one day equal your dream man because you've figured out what you like in a guy, what you need in a guy, what you look for.
I feel like it's education, really.
Yeah, it is.
It's
You're
the
right.
education you don't learn in school is dating.
Yes.
It's personal education.
You find along the way things that you need that maybe that person wasn't giving you. Are mm-hmm. you drinking already? We're like 5 minutes
Stop
in.
Judging me. Oh my God. She's the worst, man.
The exes. I should have known.
She threw me under the bus.
I should have known for this episode. We should have been 5 shots deep.
Yeah.
Like I saw like.
Not everyone's meant to be friends.
I saw she got like dunked. Like when you get like born again. You get
baptized?
Yeah, thank you.
She got dunked?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? She got baptized. Oh my God, Jessica.
And I'm just like, well, what did we talk about? We were friends. Like, oh, how was your dunking today? Like, you know what I mean?
I instantly went to Dunkaroos. That's where my brain fat
exactly,
ass went. Dunkaroos.
Let's talk about smart and sexy swimwear.
Have you ever bought a swimsuit and there's zero support in the top bathing
yes,
suit?
Most bathing suits actually. Yeah, actually.
I got this one. It was razorback, camo colored, zip up the front, and it had cups in it. So it was like major cleavage. It was like a Bond girl bathing suit and I loved it. And it also I got this like lace bralette. It was really cute.
I love that.
Yeah. It had push up, it was lace, it was red. It was like if you wear like high-rise leggings, it's cute with that, with like a jacket over it, like a blazer or something. Cute enough to wear out, also sexy enough to wear in the bedroom. It was bomb. It was like double-edged sword.
How much did that motherfucking bralette cost you? Like $20?
It was so cheap.
So cheap.
You can get so many different styles for like under $30. I think everything they have over 50 different sizes, even all the way up to triple D,
yeah,
bikini tops. Everything is like, the top price is $28.
We love Smart and Sexy. Like, you get the look you want without going broke, right? Like, it's swimsuits. Why are swimsuits so expensive anyway?
I don't know. Like, you literally have to wear, they're required to wear them on the beach. They should be given to you. And this is basically free. $28 is nothing. And you're using Bad Examples code, so you're getting 30% off your first order. So not only are we basically giving this away for nothing, but we're also giving you 30% off. Go to smartandsexy.com to find your new swimsuit. 30% off your first purchase. Bad Examples is your code. And then let us know which swimsuit you chose. Send us a picture in it. We want to see which ones you like, because there's so many on the website. It's hard to like.
If new ones come out, I want to see them. Yeah, I want to know what you're getting.
I want to know cute ones.
I get jealous. Mine was really cute. Mine has like little cherries on it.
Aw, that's so Jessica.
It's so, yeah, it really is. Smartandsexy.com, promo code Bad Examples for 30% off today. Try it. Summer is here.
All right, ready? Food or sex?
Food.
Food. Yes. You can have sex with yourself. Never, ever give up food. Oh, my God. It's like never, ever.
Like, think about it. Like, I've gone out for anniversaries and eaten too much to the point where I can't have sex on our anniversary because I enjoyed our dinner too much.
I get that. I feel that in my soul. I really, really do.
Like, we say it all the time. We're not ugly. We're poor.
You're not ugly. You're just poor. One day you'll be beautiful too. Just kidding.
You know, but Tracy and I, this is why we talked about this. We were like, we want to be honest with you what we do and what we've had done. Because
yeah, for sure. I'm not going
like
to lie to you.
So many celebrities. It makes my blood boil. Especially like if you're a little girls look up to you and you're posting on Instagram and it's like, and you look like a different person.
First of all, my favorite thing ever was the thing, the shot glass cup suction on your lips, where they were like, this is what Kylie does. What lies?
This,
you know how many people
so
could
much.
Have bursted blood vessels doing that?
This is why I'm not a fan, because I feel like it was her responsibility to come up and say like, all right, y'all, stop sucking on cups. Like, I just had an injection done. Like, it's not that serious. But like, they won't admit to a shit.
First of all, she looks so fucking good. Let's not hate on her. She looks great. You know what I mean? Like, just tell us what you did, because we just want to be on your level.
Right. Just be honest. We want to be on your level.
We want to be on your level. We're not judging you. We're not going to be like, oh my God, she's 17 and got her lips done. Who the fuck cares? You look great, girl. And you look night and day from what you used to look like. And not saying that she was ugly, but like, you, money well spent.
I'll say it.
Money well spent, my friend. And Kris Kardashian, whether you want to call her a bad parent or not, she gets her kids the best fucking doctor. So at least at some point, she's doing something right. Listen, you can only stop your kids from doing so much. You can give them advice, but they're not always going to take it. So if they're not going to listen to you, get them the best of whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to get, you know, Tracy in a basement getting her
you're
lips
gonna get
not
your
numbed.
Butt done with cement somewhere in a fucking corridor.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. Well, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like people in the public eye, they're not honest about it a lot of times.
I'm
and
always honest.
On
people
top
ask me,
of,
I'm like, sure.
Like, when you think about it, too, like, a lot of celebrities, on top of getting all this shit done, they're airbrushed.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, even like, I don't think you realize when you watch a movie, even on TV, like
you
they
can airbrush
edit it.
Videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were fucking like, they're perfecting our skin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, I can't hide from a video. What I look like in a video is what I look like. I wish I had money to airbrush my video.
Right. Could you? Oh my.
Oh, life would be so much
let's
easier.
Let's invent an airbrush app for our videos.
Yeah. Life would
isn't
easy.
That kind of what Snapchat is and why we like our Snapchat videos? Because
yeah, I
we
guess
do
so.
Look kind of airbrushed.
I guess that's probably what theirs are like, right?
I think what we're pretty much saying in this beauty episode is you need to be rich.
Be rich, bitch.
Like Oprah sleeps in Oprah air. It's literally like,
excuse me?
It's made for Oprah. Like, her air that she breathes is like,
I fucking hate the whole world. Goodbye. I'm signing off. Leaving. Goodbye forever.
Do
dead.
You know rich people do this thing where they don't have to work out? They like go in a thing. It's like a sweat lodge.
Yes.
And
I've
they just
it.
Like.
They
like,
wrap you like a burrito and you just sweat all your
fat
off.
Yeah. And it's literally like, I'm going to go crushing out at the gym. But instead they're watching like their iPad and they get the same, they burn the same amount of calories they would in a workout.
Bye.
This
done forever.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
I hate everybody.
I know. It sucks. Well, that's why Tracy and I are trying to give you like our little secrets and our little tips because like not everyone can get their air.
So quick tip. Everyone's always like, oh my God, you guys, you had three kids. Like, how do you look so good? Let me just explain something to you. Posing, lighting, and angles are your best three friends. Mm-hmm. Fuck your real friends. Those three things are your best friends. Posing, you find out your angles by looking in a mirror and realizing what angles, like certain imperfections of your body you hate. To look good in a picture, you have to learn how to pose. Second, angle.
I will say, Tracy, listen to this very closely because sometimes I'm like, I literally would text Tracy and I'm like,
she's taking the pictures of me.
Yeah.
She's taking the pictures of me and been like, wow, what a great angle. And I'm like, I know.
It's incredible. Like, I will be like, Tracy, you look incredible. Like, what have you been doing? And she's like, posing. And I'm like, huh?
No, it's all about the angles. And then lighting can change your whole life.
Yes.
Lighting, catching good lighting in a selfie will make you look like you have money, like Kardashian money.
I feel like your selfies are the best when they're in the car. I noticed that you take a lot of car selfies.
I take a lot of car selfies. But I also do my makeup in the car.
Oh, that's
Mom
a good
tip.
Hit.
Ready? Lock your kids in their car seats. Put on a few like kids songs or music or movies like in the back of your headsets where you could play their movies or whatever. And then do your makeup. Take 15 minutes for yourself. You get the best natural lighting. You have a mirror that's so close to your face. You can see all the imperfections. I tweeze my eyebrows in there. I do my makeup in there. I take selfies in the car. Everything done in the car.
I love this tip because I'm a makeup artist and I've done my makeup in my room where the lighting's not that great. And then I get in the car and I pull the little mirror down just to like, yeah, feel myself.
It's a different person.
It's so bad sometimes.
No, even no natural lighting is completely different than like house lighting or what is it called? Fluorescent lighting.
Fluorescent, yeah.
It's so bad. Go outside and do your makeup in your car. I promise you life will change for you. And it's so easy because your kids are locked in their car seats. They can't go anywhere. They can't fight. They can't do anything. They just play with their iPads for 15 minutes.
And this is why when I go to the car dealership and they're like, do you want a sunroof? I go, yes, for selfies.
Yeah.
Light also, all around me.
Yes, for the DVDs that come in the car seats.
Whoa, wait, what?
You could get cars that like have DVD players like built into like the headsets.
On the back of the headset?
Yeah, for your kids.
Do you have that?
Yeah, we're getting that in our next car. We have portable TVs in the car for them.
Wow. Yeah. What do? They just stop talking? Like they're just...
Yeah,
they're,
you put on a show for them and they're like, it's like watching TV.
Oh, I love that.
But you could put on educational, you could put on whatever, you could put on Mozart. Who the fuck cares what you put on?
Mozart?
Yeah, Mozart for kids is really good. Makes them
no,
so smart.
No, there's
Are
not a
kidding?
Mozart for kids.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Mozart for kids or like Mozart... but you give it to the kids. It's not like Mozart made for kids.
I'm not giving them sheet music, Jessica. It's a show. Like Little Einsteins. Have you ever heard of Little Einsteins?
No, of course I haven't. I just
found out.
It teaches
you like staccato, which is all these fancy like words for like staccato and okay, I don't watch it as much as they do, but like that's a word that I've gathered from it. Like
wow.
My daughter knows these words because she watches Little Einsteins.
Aw, I like that.
Yeah.
feel like I'm always bashing men, but like, why? Like, I was staring at Denny's wrinkles the other night on his forehead.
Men are so beautiful. Corey says it all the time. It's so
sexy. Like,
Corey says it all the time. Men are more beautiful than women. And I think he's right. And he doesn't mean it in like a masochist way. His forehead
wrinkles are like, I'm into them. Like, I would never tell him to get Botox.
No.
What the hell?
First of all, men are blessed with the most beautiful eyebrows and eyelashes. It's so fucking annoying. My husband has the most beautiful lips, eyebrows, and eyelashes. Like, those are the things. Yeah, chug. Good.
It's like depressing.
No, it's so sad. It's like frustrating, but like,
you know what it is? Women are supposed to have like this youthful, like baby look to them. Like,
and men always get the baby look.
Yeah. And like, and yeah.
And they're already like younger than us. Like, how much more annoying can you be?
And then like when they age, it's like I was looking at Steve Carell the other day. That guy, I'm like, what? Is he a secret snack? Like,
did he get hotter? Did he get hot? Am I like hitting on Steve Carell right now?
Dude,
I love him gray.
Smoking with the glasses and the beard.
I don't know. It's something like this sophistication. Like, I never thought I'd be like, oh yeah, girl from friggin' Despicable Me is hot. But like, okay, but, or like the 40-year-old virgin. Who fucking knew that was coming?
Oh my God.
But he was like creepy as a 40-year-old virgin. Yes. And now he's grown. And I'm like, did you like, or get like sexy?
Michael What's Scott happening? Is so creepy. And I'm like, now I'm looking at him. I'm like, what is going on? Like, he's all, aging, I have like into this hotness.
Mega, mega crush on Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
And okay, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's yummy. Like so old, and I'm like, ew, am I a creep? Like, do I like older men? But like, no, I just, they have something about them that's like the distinguished look of like the scruff and like the little bit of gray. Like, it's really hot.
It's like they're finally, like, they look like they finally matured mentally.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's because men age slower and mature slower than women. So like, by the time we think that they've reached their maturity at 45, we think that like they're finally getting hot, like,
but it's just, I don't know, it's just annoying to me. And then, you know, because especially in Hollywood, it's so different being a woman. I mean, women in Hollywood are panicking, like, you know, when you hit a certain age, like, you can't even play a mom anymore. No. Like, it's just such beauty stereotypes, and it's just all crap. I don't know, it's upsetting.
No, it's rough. It's because you don't really think about it, because guys don't care. That's the problem. Guys don't care. They really don't. I'm getting fucking gray. Who cares? Okay, I'm balding. Let me shave my head. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, he shaved his head. How hot does a guy look with no hair? Oh my God.
Hold on. I will say that is the one thing, like, when men lose hair, some of them get very upset.
Yeah, and don't be attached. Shave it off.
One thing, yeah, that is, me and Tracy talk about this all the time.
Don't hold on to those last few hairs.
Men, when you try to keep your like last few hairs, and you know when they get that like weird bald spot in the back, it's like a circle.
Nope, I'm physically uncomfortable right now.
But like, I always, this is my thing. I say this all the time. Like, how have they figured out how to put a man on the moon, but they can't put hair on a man?
I don't know. It's amazing. Maybe we need to go to the moon. No. Maybe that's where you get the hair.
I'll tell you fucking why. Because men are too busy trying to figure out how to get breast implants in us to worry about their own damn shit. And now we got to look at their bald heads all day. Us. Yeah.
They're like, how can I fix my wife? Yeah. They don't care about themselves. And then we're all like, oh my God, I need fixing. Oh no. And then we don't even remember that they need fixing too.
But you're right. Some guys who really pull out the ball, like the fucking Rock. Like, could you imagine him with hair? He'd be corny.
I saw him with hair. The same time he wore a fucking fanny pack and a turtleneck. It's creepy. Always shave your head. I don't like it. Even my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is bald, and I'm like, you're so much cuter bald. I would actually be really freaked out.
Oh, I like him. Yeah,
Eric. He's super good looking.
Yeah, he is. I can't imagine him with hair.
It would haunt my dreams to see him with hair. Like, I always say, I'm like, thank God you like shave your head. He's like, yeah, you know what? I just felt like I was losing it a little. Like, it was getting a little thin. He's like, and I was like, fuck it. Let's just shave it. I was like, best decision you ever made. Because he looks like so badass. And he's got like tattoos on his neck. Like, he's just like a hard guy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But he's also like the softest guy ever. It's so cute. He's like the sweetest. Like, we call
like daddy when
we
girls.
When we talk about him to my sister-in-law, I'm like, oh, is your wife home? He's like so sensitive. We call him like the washwoman of the family. We call Tim all the time. We're like, you're the washwoman of this family. He loves like the girl drama. He's like, it's exciting. Who cares? But he's like this like brolic, like tattooed bald guy. And you're like, wow, you're tough, but like, you're so sweet.
My husband Denny had to shave his head for the police academy.
I love it. Denny looks hot.
I was really scared for that, and it really wasn't that bad. But again, it just goes to show you, like,
men look good. They
figure shit out. It's so annoying.
It's annoying, but like, men do it. And please stop holding on to those like few little bits that you have to like comb back. Uh-huh. It's not cute. It's not cute. It makes me physically uncomfortable.
And then sometimes it looks greasy.
I don't like it. Even sometimes Corey uses too much hairspray. I'm like, don't do that. Just let it like air dry a little bit. Like, and he's like, all right. And then he looks so good. And I'm like, oh God, I forgot how high you were. Jesus Christ. So I went on, I was in Atlantic City this past couple weeks. And I threw my scent bird in my clutch and literally sprayed it at the club.
Abusing animals. I feel like we need to explain what scent bird is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that sound like I was beating the shit out of a bird? No. Yes. Basically, scent bird is like a
luxury fragrance.
Like, I actually threw it right in my bag. I whipped it out in the middle of the club. No one could even see that I was spraying perfume on myself. It was brilliant. I felt like I like instantly. Oh, the whole club smelled better. Because it's all designer fragrances.
What scent do you wear again?
I do Angel and Pink Sugar.
Wow. And Scent Bird has both of those.
And those are like major. And Pink Sugar is like one of my favorites. And they're like my two signature scents. When I have them on, people know like that I'm coming. And the whole VIP like literally smelled like me. And Amory turned to me and she was like, did you just spray something? And I'm like, I know, you couldn't even tell, right? It was so discreet. It was amazing.
So why we love Scentbird is because if you want to try a new fragrance or you're not sure what fragrance you want to wear, like this is the place to try it.
You can basically use it up in a week or a month, depending on how much you want to spray on it. It's amazing.
Prada, Tom Ford,
literally
Versace,
over 450 designer Dolce brands. Gabbana, like I feel Gucci. Like it goes on forever. The amount that you can get. I actually love it. It's my favorite. Throw it in your bag. It's plenty. It's not like two spritz and done.
And guys, it's another subscription box. So it comes to your door.
You don't have to do anything
monthly, for it.
And it
comes monthly. So you can try a new fragrance every month.
What are your scents again? What are your husband's scents? Good talk. There's 120 sprays in each. So basically you could spray it on 4 times. Daily for a whole month. And that's just one container.
You ask me what I wear. I'm not good with this. And this is what I like about Scentbird is the way you can search. You can search by brand, style, occasion, season. That's why we love Scentbird. And that's why we have an exclusive code for you guys. Whoa, do I see this? 50% off your first month?
Yep, that's $7.50 for your first fragrance. $7.50 for one fragrance to last you an entire month. Go to Scentbird.com/bad examples and use code bad examples for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird.com/bad examples. So get your scent on.
Get your scent on, birds. Bad bird bitches.
Put the dishes away. Put a few cups away. You don't even have to empty
God.
The whole dishwasher.
Without asking Tracy,
if she walks into the kitchen and she happens to see you in the act of doing it, oh my God, you're not even going to make it out of the kitchen. I guarantee you. That is a game changer.
I saw a comment on our page today said, how do I get my girl to give me more blowjobs?
Pick up a vacuum. She'll Hoover the shit out of you afterwards. I promise. I guarantee it.
Okay, guys, our special guest today is a UV rays enthusiast, a regular on the Howard Stern Show, and has a single out called Free to Be. But most of you know her from her glowing brown skin, the one and only Jiminy Cricket.
Tan Mom.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tan Mom. Oh, we're so excited.
Oh, my God. I'm like fangirling.
You're a legend. You're a tanning legend in the tanning community.
I can't even believe this is happening.
Tan Mom, you were just on a beauty battle, right? You were against Pale Mom.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
She won, obviously, because she's the queen.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is actually amazing.
No, I won. It was really they were the ones that she worked for them. So I thought I wasn't going to have a chance, like whatever. And then I thought again, and I'm like, no. I'm great. I won.
Fuck that. That's what I'm waking up every morning and saying. No, I'm great.
Yeah. Also, pale people don't have a chance, right?
No.
They
don't.
No.
Thank you for being on our show. I feel like you, of all people, are who we should have had on the show today. It's amazing. We wanted to talk to you about tanning because I feel like there's no better person than talking to Tan Mom about tanning.
And Tan Mom, we want to tell you, because Tracy and I are no strangers to tanning. Like,
yeah.
But we don't understand, because back in the day when like we went hard, we were
I was orange. Yeah. I was like a giant Dorito.
Wait, but you're not orange.
Wait, back up. From the tanning bed?
Yeah.
No, from, was it more spray?
Spray and tanning bed.
Yeah, we did like a combo, but we didn't do it right. Like we like how you're like brown and crispy. Like we want that.
Crispy.
Like, right, Tracy? When you look back on like.
When I look back, I'm like, why did I look like I rolled in Dorito like puffs?
Yeah. Like, you know how Trump is like orange? Like, you need to teach him how to do it right.
He's not brown.
Oh my God. And that hair?
Hair.
Orange.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why you tan and then you just do a little bit of a mist over your body. Because when you go into bikini and so forth.
So you go into.
I hear someone
wait, no, so you go into the tanning bed first and then you spray a layer of the like spray gun?
Right.
So do you tan every
day? I spray tan more. Like, you aggravate me. Somebody says, oh, bleh. And I would just be like, if I had the gun in my hand, I would spray tan them.
This is genius.
Wait, do you have your own gun?
Yes.
Stop
it. I carry it with me.
How you carry are you it with not you? Have,
I carry a tan spray gun. If somebody gets in my face, I would just spray you.
This is interview gold right now.
Wait, so you're like packing heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm packing a lot of heat.
So wait, do you tan every single day?
Oh, no. I don't do anything like that anymore. No.
So what's a good maintenance routine for like people at home that
don't
do that?
3 days, because your body, I don't like, you know what this boils down to be quite frank with you, is that the sunshine always... people kill themselves at Christmas time because of the, you know, the snow, it's dark and this and that. Sunshine has vitamin C in it, not like in a tanning booth, but, you know, it just impacts you, makes you happier. I don't tan the way I used to. 3 times a week, if I can even make that.
I get what you're saying. Like, people have the winter blues and like seeing the sunlight helps with that.
It's a mental issue.
Definitely
no
a mental
doubt
issue.
About it.
Oh, that's really, really good advice.
Okay,
like
so
that.
I have a question. Are you only interested in tan men?
Like, no, I like somebody that is good looking.
I like I like a tan man.
See, Tracy has one of her requirements. She likes a tan man.
I like a guy who gets dark in the summer because I can't stand like pale white skin. It freaks me out.
Do you not feel better when you're tanner?
100%.
You feel thinner, a little bit more sexier. You put
so
on a
sexy
dress that doesn't fit, but you're tan and it looks great. So, mm-hmm. I mean, how am I wrong?
No, you're not. That's why you're the queen.
You are Queen Tan.
And Tan Mom, we know right now you have a single out with the fabulous Adam Barda.
We just sang and danced around the kitchen.
No, like we're sweating right now.
Like I may post the video because it was so good.
We just had the best dance party ever. It's the catchiest song of all time.
I can't handle it.
Do you sing it like in your home? We love it. It's not Tama. It's not Tama.
It's
so
Patricia.
Good.
It's Patricia.
It's Patricia. And listen, I know you're trying to move away from Tan Mom, but me and Tracy think that you should own it.
Oh my
like,
God, own it.
If
somebody
queen.
Called me Tan, I want my goals in life is for someone in my kid's school to call me Tan Mom one day.
You know what? Moneymaker is going to be bigger than Free to Be Me.
Oh, but, new song?
You don't know that?
No.
What? We're Googling it right now.
Moneymaker.
Oh my God. When is it done? Did you record it already?
It's recorded, and then we just, like, you go through the, you know, like, they put the rhythm in and all that other whatever.
Then, in post.
Yeah, and then we shoot the video. And
a
I will
video.
Invite you. Wait, I would invite you to be in the extra in the show if you'd like.
Yeah, we're there. We're there.
For Tan Mom.
Woo! Hey.
Wow. Wow, we are taking you up on that offer. We are showing up. We will get our tan on. We will be so tan. We won't overshadow you. We won't get as tan as you, but we'll be there.
Serious.
We're going to look so pale next to her.
I know. It's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm mortified already.
No, it would be so much fun. And need a couple extras anyway. So this is the way when you communicate through. But you're very inspiring. It's kind of cuckoo too. So
she's right.
We're inspiring and cuckoo.
You're right. This is accurate information. That's a good way to describe
it. That's a compliment.
Thank you. We love you, Tam. Like Mom.
I can't wait for this single.
How I met my first fiance. The first one bored me. Got off. Get me a Heineken, and then I was engaged in 3 months.
Wow. Yeah, I was telling Tracy how you... Tracy's drinking right now.
Sucking it down.
She's boozing already at 11 a.m.
Boom. Well, there you go.
I was telling Tracy how that you call your... I don't know if he's your husband or ex-husband, but you call him driver, and Tracy said she's going to call her husband that now, too.
I need to find a fun name that, like, sober... Come over here. Sober.
Wait. What do you guys call him?
Well, he doesn't drink.
Well, my husband doesn't drink because he doesn't like drinking. So I think I'm going to call him sober. I'm going to be like, sober.
Drive me here sober.
Can you?
Tam, Mom, we want to have you on the show again 100%.
This is epic.
Yeah, we're so. I can't thank you enough for doing this and finding time for us.
This is great. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, Tam, Mom. Keep
Bye,
it tiny
keep cricket.
It right.
Keep
we
it dark. You. Thank you, Patricia.
Tam-mom.
We love Tam-mom. Tam-mom.
Tam-mom.
Tam-mom. We'll talk soon, Patricia.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I'm just a freak, but not going to be as much of a freak after this question. Never have I ever had anal. Radio silence.
No, I think it's I think it's an exit only situation.
Oh my god, you agree with me?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
I thought you. Wait, you've done it?
No, I don't allow that to happen.
Shut up, you've never done it. No. I am blown away by that because you've done it all.
I mean, Jess, I haven't done it all.
Okay, so
I'm just like a really. I just feel like that's not like I don't know.
I am so.
I can't even imagine how that would go down. Honestly.
So I told my husband. I told my husband.
For, I can't believe how real shit just got. I just can't.
For our honeymoon, I was gonna give him my anal virginity. Okay, this was like a thing we joked about for a long time, and then I was like, no, like I'm really, you know. On our honeymoon, like we're gonna do it. Anal virginity is yours. Like I can't give you my real virginity, but second to best, right?
Right.
I couldn't go through with it.
I can't believe that that's what the conversation like for your wedding present.
Yeah. Well, at first it was like on our wedding night, and then I was like, that's fucking gross. So we're not gonna do it on our wedding night. So then I was like, honeymoon, and I have to tell you, like I chickened out. But I have to tell you, I was like, are you upset? Like, is this something that like. You're going to want. And he was like, honestly, I could fucking live without it. Like, it's kind of disgusting. And I'm like, thank you. Because I don't like potty talk. Like,
yeah, you're really big on that.
And I have a friend who's done this and likes it. She loves it. That's the thing.
I don't understand where the love comes that's from.
That's what scares me is that, like, am I missing out? Because people that like anal, like, fucking love it. Like, they prefer it sometimes.
I don't get that at all.
So my friend literally loves anal, and she's told me stories where, like, she shit all over the sheets.
Ew,
like,
what?
Yeah, it fucking happens. What do you think? What do you think goes on back there?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's
why
I can't do it. That's why I don't have the, like, balls to do it, because if that ever happened to me,
I
couldn't look you in the eyes again. Do you know what I
mean? Shit all over the sheets. That's disgusting. Shit all over the fucking sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. I'm done with this.
I'm blown away that you've never done it. I really am. Yeah, and one of the things that people like were talking about is the moment Corey's dad walked you down the aisle, which I thought was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh God, I'm gonna cry. Why do I cry every time I talk about this?
Because it's hard.
Did he like offer that to you? Like, did he say like I want to be the one to do that? Like, how did that conversation happen?
Yeah, it was really hard. I'm gonna really try not to cry. So if I do, just bear with me. Basically, at the rehearsal dinner. He came up to me. It was on the show. I think they filmed it.
Really?
I don't even know if they did because I was like, I was on a natural Xanax, I think, of just like
just
completely
everything.
Unaware of everything going on around me. But he said, you know, I really would
it would be an honor to walk you down the aisle. And I was just like, you know, that's just, it's something that it's like, I loved Jean. So it was very hard to say no, because that's not how you imagine it. But it was also like, he was a father-in-law to me, but he was also like a really good friend. Like he was, can't explain it. Like me and him had a very weird relationship where like we talked to each other like
friends.
Like we didn't really like, I was never like scared of my father-in-law or like,
he was like so a big teddy bear.
He was like the nicest guy ever.
And like, you know what I just love? Because if you don't know, Corey's father passed away recently.
Like 3 years now.
Yeah.
Two and a half years ago.
I just feel like Tracy will forever have that moment with him.
Yeah.
Like that's her children's grandfather.
Okay, so I say, like, even in the shower when I'm giving the girls baths, we always say, like, when I want to wash the conditioner out of the hair or something, I'm always like, all right, look up to Poppy. So I always like talk about him and that he's very involved in their lives. But it was a major moment because he was like, you know, I really want to walk you down. And I was like, wow. I was like, I was almost overwhelmed by the question. I couldn't even believe that he was offering something like that, because he should have been up next to his son, and he was sacrificing being next to his son to make sure that I didn't have to do it by myself.
Oh my God, Tracy, I can't.
So
do
it was like
this.
Very hard for
it's
me.
Too much. I always talk to Tracy about this, right? Am I not obsessed with this moment? Because not everyone is lucky enough to have the person they're married's family like take you in and love you and accept you, right? And like say like, no, you are our family now. Like, of course I will walk you down the aisle. Like,
and like he asked if I would do his first dance, my first dance. I said no, because I just like, I couldn't imagine doing that with anybody but my dad.
Yeah.
Hold on. So that was hard, because I felt like I was like, I'm not disrespecting you for offering. Thank you so much. I don't think I could have that moment with anybody but him. So I just said, I didn't have a first dance. I had one with Corey, obviously, but it was really hard watching Corey and his mom. And I cried for their first dance at the wedding, as it was hard to watch. And then it was so weird, because my best friend got married in October. So like 3 months ago. And she asked me, like, is it okay if I use the song that you walk down the aisle to? Can I walk down to that too? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I had such a hard time with that, because it's like the most beautiful song ever. And I wanted her to have that, but like, I knew how hard it was going to be for me.
Yeah.
Because that was the last time that I like walked with him and had like a me and Jean moment.
I love that.
And at her wedding, like, I cried hysterically next to her. Like, listening to it, I just couldn't even focus. Like, it was very difficult. So I was happy to give her my Something Borrowed was from Jean. So that was really special.
Goodbye. I'm so fucking done. Oh my
God. But other than that, like, it was just like, I was really happy that she wanted to use it, because she was really close with Jean too. So it was like, she got to have a little part of
him there. I think everyone that knew Jean loved Jean. Like, right? Like, he just like was that guy. Like, and
he was like the non-violent Tony Soprano. Like, the guy that like people are scared of, but like there's no reason to be. He's like the coolest guy ever.
I don't know. Like, some people, I don't know. You had that fucking moment with him like forever. Like, and I don't know. To me, it was almost meant to be. You know what I mean?
What happened was, I had two doors on either side of the aisle, and I walked out first by myself and came to the middle of the aisle, and he met me there. So I had like a moment to myself, and then he met me, and I cry every time watching my wedding video. This is why people need wedding videos. I'm going to say it one more time. Because there was a moment where I met him in the middle, and he put his arm out so I could wrap my arm around his arm. And I took his hand and I said, hold my hand. And we like interlocked fingers and walked down the aisle. And like, I'm like, I watched that moment and I'm like, wow, like, look how close we were.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Because I like needed, thing. I felt like I was going to pass out. I was so nervous, and like, I needed him to like support me walking support. Down the aisle. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
So it was like a really crazy moment, and like, I was so happy that they got that on camera, and like,
yeah.
Okay, sorry, I needed a drink.
It's water. We don't drink.
We're not drinking during Jerseylicious. yeah. So anyway, we got past that. Let's not cry anymore. Politics and religion are big no's.
Religion is another one.
Oh my God.
Do you really need to thank God on Facebook?
Well, this does is he the see thing, that? Is that no, does he?
Like,
bye.
Does he have a login?
Does
like,
he see that?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Do you know what I mean? It's like a weird place to like...
I can't.
So after Tracy dropped the BJ...
Oh my God. I have never gotten so many direct messages. That was the worst thing I could have ever done.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. No. I'll just read them off now. Fuck it, because I don't want to hear any. Me and Jess are done with the DMs.
This is actually a good idea. I mean, I literally was like, Tracy, like, you need to help me here because.
She's like, you got to just send me an edited, like,
a note
list.
Yeah, that I could just send to everybody.
Copy paste it. Because there was like thousands, I think.
It was chaos. And it was like, no one cared about anything else in the episode.
I'm just gonna say them. I really didn't want to say, that's why I was saying DM me, because it's a little vulgar and I wasn't planning on it, but this is, I'm just gonna do it. Okay number one.
Okay, we could maybe, okay, you're gonna make it. Okay, good. All right, just
do it so we can get it
just
over.
Do it. Okay.
Don't give him control by letting him hold your hair back. Okay, that's the worst thing ever.
Explain that.
Okay, when he pulls your hair back, it's like he's doing you a favor so your hair doesn't get all up in it. That's fucking lie. It's a way for him to control you and shove your face down harder than you want it to be. So it's not sexy. You end up gagging. It's not cute.
Yeah.
On gagging, go as deep as possible because guys love thinking that they're too big to fit in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They
fake the gag sound.
Yeah, even fake it. I think it's even better because it'll give them some extra like, oh, look at me.
Gaggle,
yeah,
gaggle.
Okay. Yeah. It turns them on to know that they're, it's like an ego boost.
For sure.
That they're too big for you.
Yes. Okay, okay. And they've seen that in porn. That's why they think that's a thing.
Yeah, they love that. Okay. And then have you ever had a rug burn? Okay. Sloppy wet blowjobs, please, everybody. Like, nobody likes dry. It's like getting rug burn on your dick. I don't understand it. It's the wetter the better, please. It's just no one likes, and guys don't like the slow romantic kiss down their chest. Like, don't fucking do that. Don't see that in 80s movies and be like, that's what they... Who fucking like that? They want you to jump on it, attack it. They want you to like want to be turned on by blowing them, basically.
Yes, yes. Like that you're into it.
Yeah.
You've got to put on a show.
They want like a vacuum.
Yes.
The Hoover.
Hoover.
Yeah.
That's a great tip though. Like I think so I had actually had a girl message, bad example, she had never given a blowjob and
ever?
She had never.
Oh, good.
And
for
she
her.
Was like, oh, good.
Wait,
way
to get out of that one for life.
I was like, lucky.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, like I think one of the best tips you can say is like, is just as long as it's wet, like
yeah, they don't
you
care.
Can't really fuck it up.
There's really
at that
no
point.
Care. They like the noises.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Weird like
the
that.
Slurping.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
that's a really good tip because like I feel like sometimes like your mouth like waters and you think to like swallow that, like don't.
No,
just
don't.
Let it all
spit
go.
It out. Spit it back on it.
Yes.
Okay, that's the wetter the better. Yeah. Just act turned on by like pretend you're turned on by doing this and it'll turn him on way more. It'll probably be over faster. He'll probably just throw you over and like have sex with
Bingo.
You right then instead.
Tracy just said the keyword over faster.
Yeah, over faster. It is a job, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they don't call it blow fun.
No, it's not blow fun. Okay. Also, the main one. This is the killer, okay? If you really want him to be done and you want it to be over, you literally have to cradle the balls, people. Show them some love. Put your hand under them, hold them almost so the tips of your fingers are lightly.
Why am I crying?
Entering the butthole area, but not actually having to touch it. It's called the taint. It's like the guy's kryptonite. That is literally the actual orgasm for the guy. Like if you can do all that and touch those three areas while simultaneously getting it over with, he will come so fast. Like it's done. That's done. And also like add some fun stuff to it, like I don't know, some whipped cream, some chocolate makes it taste better, pop rocks, says Jessica, ice cubes. Just like, yeah, just try to like get crazy with it and then he will appreciate it. And then it doesn't have to be forever. 5 minutes is a good like pregame.
Yes. Totally.
Shall we call it?
For sure.
It's like pre-gaming before you go to
that
dinner with alcohol.
That was the other question
at home.
She asked me, the girl who had never given a blowjob. She said, how long is it supposed to be? And
I mean,
was
it
like,
could be an hour if you're really putting effort into it. Or it should be like 10 minutes, 15 minutes just to prep him or be done at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I think 10 minutes is like really my max.
It's a solid number, I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless your guy is like only about it. And then you're stuck. And I that's why you test cars. Because
right.
You got to know. Because it's a lifetime
of like 45 minute blowjobs.
Yeah,
no,
no
thank
good.
You.
Hard pass. You can watch a whole SVU episode in that time.
Hope you guys like the Best of Baddies season one.
I had fun being embarrassed all over again.
I know, right?
Yeah, it was a good time. I'm glad you guys have more fun with that than we do.
What else do we have going on that's coming up?
You guys, don't forget to keep checking my page, Jessica's page, Bad Examples page, for the updates on our tickets to our cocktail hour.
Season
two cocktail party, where we'll be doing a live interactive audience experience with you guys, hanging out with you, joking with you, laughing with you, reminding us of clips that you loved, your favorites, everything. This basically premiere party for season two will be crazy fun. It will be first come, first serve tickets. There's a very, very limited amount of tickets. Please do not wait to get them and bring all your friends, all your families. Let's be embarrassed together. Make bad examples and bad choices together.
See you guys soon for season two.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.